Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Crazy Frain, and I'm listening to Smartass's Radio with Johnny Video and Geek Goddess Jackie. Oh, for the love of God, my internet cut out! Roz!
Holy podcast, Batman!
Right, you are, Robin, to the Batcave! We've got to listen to Smartass's Radio. Hurry, chump!
Smart Asses Radio. Hot chicks, geek culture, and unbridled smartassery.
This is madness! This is smartasses!
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Krusty, Bonnie, Sideshow Bob. What are you guys doing over there?
We're listening to Smartasses Radio.
Yep. Sure are funny.
I beg to differ. I find their sophomoric humor to be anemic at best.
Don't put a sock in it.
Yeah, well, we'll put a stick up your butt.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Hey, smartasses, it's the governor over here. When I'm not filming my movies or porking the maid, I'm sure as hell not putting my ear to the computer and listening to your show. Fuck you. And that horse you put the saddle on. I won't be back. Fuck all of you.
Smartasses Radio. To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the host at SmartassesNet using the hashtag AOLJackie. AOLJackie. AOLJackie.
Good morning, good evening, how do you do, how do you be? Whether you're one of our good friends getting ready for bed in Scotland or just getting home from work here in the Western Hemisphere, I am your host, not Mr. Rourke, but Johnny Hollywood Video, and welcome to Smartasses Radio, where we say, yes, Brett Favre is still a Wrangler guy. Yeah! That's how that works. Anyway, welcome to the show, and as always, I'd like to welcome my co-host, my bestest buddy, Luigi the Bunny. Luigi, how's it going? That's right. If you're keeping score at home, you already know Luigi doesn't talk because he's a bunny, but he is sitting right here. And speaking of Luigi the Bunny, it's our hope here at Smartasses Radio that you will visit his Facebook page at luigi.snowflake for all sorts of crazy, cute bunny madness, and of course, visit our Smartasses Facebook page found at facebook.com/smartasses.net. That's really the best way to keep up with us. Smartasses, then a period, then the word net. That's on Facebook. So anyway, we also want to encourage you to stay on smartmarkradio.com after this show is over and listen to yesterday's episode of Pro Wrestling Weekend, when Frankie, Jared, and Rick discussed everything from the world of professional wrestling. On Wednesday, speaking of Rick, he becomes the Lyrical Miracle RIC, and he and Rizky Biz take you to a trip on underground rap music with the SMR Hip Hop Stop, and you definitely want to tune in for that because it's always a good time. After that, on Thursdays, for you fans of Coast to Coast Radio, with yours, Nori. He's not on our radio station, but we've got a show a lot like his. You're going to want to stay tuned and catch an episode of our Thursday show entitled Beyond the Truth with the ever-popular Bob Cooper and Chris the Philosopher Ames. And then on Fridays, it is the one, the only, the intrepid Tony the Hitman T when he brings you an adult episode. That's right, it's for mature listeners only. An episode of Hit List Radio. That's right. If you like Howard Stern, if you like that kind of humor, then believe me, folks, Hit List Radio is where you want to be on Friday nights. Oh, gosh. Anyway, we also want to remind you that if you want to advertise on Smartasses Radio, we are heard on 4 different syndicated networks in over 90 countries worldwide, and best of all, your ads live forever in our wildly popular archives. If you'd like to sign up, you can advertise with us for as low as $5 a month. Just head over to smartasses.net and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page for details. And if you weren't already aware, while you're on our magazine's website at smartasses.net, check out all of the pictures, the witty repartee, and verified social networking links that accompanies our glorious Top 100 Sexiest Women for 2015. Just came out a couple of months ago. And while you're there, take a look at our featured 2015 Hot Chick of the Month, Miss April May June. She is so hot, she gets 3 months. Miss Niobe Noir, and she came in at number 18 on our list this year. Folks, do you understand that that is beating Angelina Jolie, that is beating Olivia Munn, that is beating Megan Fox? She's a goddess. So this is why she gets 3 months. You gotta go. Hot Chick of the Month, Niobe Noir. And then, of course, you're going to want to look around when you're on smartasses.net. You'll click on the Smartasses Radio link, and you will see that next week, right here on this very show, we are going to be joined by the executive producer of Batgirl Rising, Danny Saab, and a four-timer, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, four-timer to our annual Top 100 Sexiest Women Alive, Days of Our Lives, Molly Burnett. She plays Melanie Caracas, Carocchio, Carupi, whatever. She's got like 100 last names, but she's a hoot. She's a wonderful young lady, and she's coming on this show next week. And speaking of the Top 100 tonight, you want to stay tuned after I'm done talking, because we've got a great show lined up for you. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by our number 42 Sexiest Woman Alive of 2015, Miss Natasha Rakasis. Plus, in the first hour, we're going to have the daughter of entertainment legend Eddie Cantor and the sister-in-law of Hogan's Heroes, Robert Clary, who was on this show a couple of years ago, Ms. Janet Geary. But before all that, guess what? We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we get back, there's no Top 12 this week, there's no phony news this week. We have all new audio comedy for you. You're getting a sneak preview of some of our audio comedy that will eventually be on the SmartAsses.net comedy album. So there you go. There you go. So, we're going to take a quick timeout, as I said, and when we get back, fun, fun, fun. So stay tuned.
you know you could advertise on SmartSS Radio for as low as $5 a month? Visit SmartSS.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page. Want to catch all of SmartMark Radio on your Android? Go to SmartMarkRadio.com and download our Android app for only $2.99. Want to keep up with SmartSS Radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on SmartMarkRadio.com.
What happens when a wisecracking, loose-cannon cockatoo accidentally meets his straight-edge, by-the-book, identical twin? Why, laughs abound in the Walt Disney Pixar family film of the decade. It's Double in Paradise, starring the voice of Ricky Gervais as Sonny.
Oh, look at me. I'm a loose cannon. I play by my own rules.
And Kelsey Grammer as Cockett.
How dare you play by your own rules? There's a book, and we must go by it.
It's the fantastical, feathers-flying, family-friendly film of the Featherlennium.
You're incorrigible.
Who, me? I was just having a laugh.
It's Double in Paradise. Also starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Sparrow, the delivery guy.
Thank you for calling Fly By Night Express. We guarantee to deliver in 24 hours or give you your seeds back.
Mr. T as Mo Hawk.
I pity the fool who ruffled my feathers.
Regis Philbin as Charlie, captain of the pleasure cruise.
Pink feathers. Flamingo hoop. I can't keep up with you, Abula.
And Sylvester Stallone as Coach Robin.
You gotta learn to fight for what's right.
It's a cuckoo's nest everyone wants to fly over. It's Disney Pixar Double Imperative. Hitting this number in a theater near you.
O-M-G. Really? What the F? There's an iPhone app called WTF Technology where you can taunt your friends about computers. That's kind of mean. Well, some of my friends are bad with techie stuff. Okay, now I gotta check out the website. www.educateoffend.me. Wow, what the F technology?
From the Enigma series comes the contemporary romantic trilogy by author Truth Devour. Wanton. The winner of the LA Book Festival romance category is the first book in the trilogy that will get your heart pumping from the start. This is no ordinary love story. Its depth of range eloquently transitions moods from sexually electrifying to nostalgic to existential. An unforgettable journey which will leave you pleasurably aching for more. If it feels so good loving the wrong person, imagine how wonderful it's going to be when you love the right one. Now is your time. Truth Devour. www.truthdevour.com.
Captain, I'm picking up a strange noise from the 21st century.
Oh, do shut up, Mr. Crusher. Shields up. Red alert. Relay that, Will. Wesley, it's very hard to take you seriously when you are wearing that wimpy little rainbow suit.
Sorry.
Captain, the boy is right. I'm picking up the SmartSS Radio podcast. Oh, good lord. On screen, then. To interact with SmartSS Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartSSNet using the hashtag HailJackie. SmartSS Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to SmartSS Radio.
All right, folks, welcome back to SmartSS Radio. Well, we've got a little, like I said, like I promised, a little audio humor lined up for you. This is a little bit we'd like to call that would be titled, what would it be titled? The Person's Court. Does that work? The Person's Court. Little audio humor called The Person's Court. And after that, we're going to take another commercial break like we are always want to do. And when we come back from that commercial break, we will have our first guest on the air, Miss Janet Gary. So here you are. Get the popcorn popped. Wake Grandma. Get the kids out of bed. Here now is the audio bit we like to call The Person's Court. Enjoy.
Due to the length of tonight's Boondock Carps baseball game, Death Debate will not be seen tonight. Instead, we bring you this WILD-TV alternative programming.
The Person's Court.
Hi, I'm Dig Llewellyn, and this is the case of Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Dead Baby in a Tub.
We'll go to the courtroom where Judge Whopper is coming in right now.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Whopper.
Thank you, Rusty. Great bailiff, I swear. Okay, you boys have been sworn in. Mr. Plaintiff, what's your name?
Jack Plant. Yeah, my plumber here stuffed a Swiss cheese sandwich. My wife made him down the drain in my tub.
Now, hold on, sir. Mr. Defendant, what's your name?
Tom Pork. My friends call me Killer. Boy, you sure look nice today, Mr. Whopper. Your Honor.
Well, yeah, thank you, son. What's your story, Mr. Plant?
Okay, we had Mr. Pork here come and fix a leak in our bathroom sink, and he told us he would do an efficient job fixing it.
No, I never said that. I told you I would see what I could do. That's the truth, Mr. Whopper. By the way, who does your hair? I think it's cool the way it's combed. It's got those comb lines in it.
Now, never mind that, son. Okay, Plant, what else?
Okay, he was working on the sink, and my wife decided to fix him a Swiss cheese sandwich. So Mr. Pork here took one bite, and then he shoved it down the drain in the bathtub.
His wife put mayo on it. I hate mayonnaise.
Oh, you poor thing. I know what that's like. I hate mayonnaise, too. My goodness. That's cruel. What do you have to say about that, Plant?
Well, my wife always puts mayonnaise on things. We like it.
What a weirdo, eh, sir?
Really? Who in the world uses mayonnaise?
I always use mustard myself, Mr. Whopper.
Exactly.
That's not the point. My baby is dead. This incompetent nincompoop stuffed a cheese sandwich down my drain.
Oh, quit whimpering, Plant. And stop picking on this fine young plumber here.
Okay. So my wife goes to take a shower after the sandwich is in the drain and...
Your wife went to take a shower with the plumber there?
No, Your Honor. Mr. Pork had already left.
Well, please explain yourself, Plant. Now, go on.
Okay. So she leaves the room with the water running, and then the tub fills up and...
Now, where's your shower at?
It's above the tub.
Mr. Plant, my time is short. Please explain yourself.
I'm sorry, sir. Now, as I was saying...
I'm going for a short recess. Mr. Pork, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about becoming a model?
Oh, well, that's very... No, I
haven't. While Judge Whopper is deliberating, we'll go to a commercial.
Hello, I'm Forgan Riemann. Do you believe in things you cannot see? Gravity? Air? Your own brain? God, perhaps? What about Klingons? Do they exist even though we cannot see them? Or are they just a figment of Gene Roddenberry's vivid imagination? Join me this week. Space. Time. Balls of toilet paper. The secrets to the cosmos lie through the butthole.
Okay, we're back, and here's Judge Whopper now about to make his decision. Let's listen in.
Now, Mr. Plant, you seem to be very incompetent yourself. If the saying goes, it takes one to know one, applies anywhere, it certainly applies here. Now, I grant you that perhaps Mr. Pork should have done something else with the Swiss cheese sandwich. Perhaps flush it down the toilet, because that's where any sandwich with mayonnaise belongs. Second of all, if your baby crawls in the tub, why the hell weren't you watching the kid? So, my judgment is for the defendant for $8 million.
Well, you heard it. Here comes Mr. Plant now. Mr. Plant, you got a pretty bad rap. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm going to throw out all my Hellman's mayonnaise.
Okay, that sounds like a damn good idea to me. And here's Killer Pork. Killer Pork, what do you say? You're pretty happy,
well,
I guess.
I invited Mr. Whopper over for dinner and for a few martinis, so yeah. I'm happy.
Okay, so that's the verdict for Rub-A-Dub-Dub Dead Baby in a Tub. Remember, if you have a problem, don't take the law into your own hands. Take them to court. The person's court. Bye-bye.
Nothing spells a Carps baseball game like a bag of Bobby O's potato chips.
Hi, Uncle Rose.
Oh, no.
Can we have some of your Bobby O's potato chips?
No. If I've told you kids once, I've told you 1,000 times. You can't have any of my Bobby O's potato chips.
Aw, come on, Uncle Rose. Even Fluffy wants some.
Oh no, not you too.
Yes, everybody loves Bobby O's potato chips. Available now at your local Boondock, Montana grocer.
Hello, Carps fans, it's me, Lefty Mayshak, the old Nuxa. You know, using the Nux on my left hand won me a lot of games for the Boondock Carps, but they're not all that great for enjoying a handful of tasty Bobby O's potato chips. Bobby O's potato chips. They're salty, they're crunchy, and now available in lemon, lime, and grape.
Hello, has this ever happened to you?
What's the matter, buddy?
Kramer, Kramer, I have to buy my girlfriend a gift, and I've only got $5 worth of loot.
Oh, that is a problem.
Oh, do you believe this guy?
What do I do?
Yeah, you need to put on your thinking cap, buddy.
He sounds just like me, Jerry.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Johnny Video, baby.
Come on, Newman. Think.
He doesn't sound anything like you.
I know. I'll get her a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video. Giddy up.
Sorry, Jerry. I like him.
He's terrible, George. He's terrible.
Whoa. Someone's getting crabby. You need to eat more fruit. Plantains, Jerry. Plantains.
My fellow Americans, you know, we are living in troubled economic times. So, I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? I'm back! This is Hit List Radio. It's going to be all of entertainment. And a lot of people, you know what, say that I'm consumed with myself. Well, the right way we met was actually through your wife. I was hitting on her online. Matter of fact, if I got a radio show out of the damn deal. When I look at a chick, I got to look at everything, and I have to give every part of her anatomy an award. But I am glad to be back, and I am glad that I'm on show, and I am glad that Jared ain't here.
Friday nights, 10 p.m. on SmartRockRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Skippy Dombowski, and I'm Pete Sadowski, and we have another foreign disco album just for you. This one's entitled Disco Polacco, featuring Stash Stabinski and the Disco Kielbasa Band, with great songs like Flash Dansky, MacArthurski Park, Do You Think I'm Sexy Ski, Harrisky Tooski Deesky Dangerski Zone, and many others too. Time Magazine says Walski. The price? $3.26. Sure it's cheap. The records are warped. And if you act now, we'll send you an original rusty zipper and yellow shoes right from Stash Stabinski's closet. Not sold in stores. To get this to record set, call 1-800-327-2773 or send $3.26 to Disco Polacco, Box 28, West Boondock, Montana, 36483. Get yours today.
Hey, when I'm not busy being the governor of Montana.
Jesse, you were never the governor of Montana.
Oh, what the hell do you know, McMahon?
My name isn't McMahon.
Anywho, when I'm not busy being the governor of South Dakota or telling you about conspiracies, I'm listening to Smartasses Radio, eh?
Jesse, you were never the governor of South Dakota either.
Aw, Montana, South Montcota, who cares? They all grow potatoes better than they do in Colorado. To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJesse. Jackie. Smartasses Radio.
Please wrap your drunken arms around me, and I'll let you call me yours tonight. 'Cause slightly broken's just what I need. If you give me what I want, then I'll give you what you like. When you turn off the light,
call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartass's Radio.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Smartass's Radio. Well, she is the daughter of famous comedian, singer, actor, and songwriter Eddie Cantor. And, of course, she is the mother of our February 10th guest, Bryant Gary, as well as the author of the book, The Cantor Buried Tales, among others. Janet Gary, welcome to Smartass's Radio.
Hello there.
Okay, so, I mean, you've got a whole, like, famous family here. You've got Amanda, you've got Eddie, of course, you've got Brian, and then Robert Clary. How are you related to him then?
He was married to my sister, Natalie.
Okay, all right, so kind of like a brother-in-law then, okay.
Well, yes, he's my brother-in-law, and he's one of my favorite people.
Anyway, let's talk about you. In addition to writing books, you do some singing, or used to do some singing as well?
Not singing. I always say to people, I can't sing or dance, but boy, can I talk.
But you did. I mean, you did at least publish music, right?
Oh yes, yes. For a long time, I was a composer only. And then I started to write my own lyrics at the insistence of Brian, and he was right. And I wrote words on music to several shows. One of them was produced, called Such a Pretty Face, and got very good reviews, but the producers just didn't have the money to keep it going.
Ah, oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Yes,
but you
it is, because the audiences loved it.
Damn. Well, you had your first work published at age 18, right?
Oh, yeah. That was one song, and I thought I was going to have a whole career, and I wrote just the music, and the fellow who wrote the lyric was only 17, and his father wouldn't let him sign a contract.
Why not?
I can't imagine. I don't know. I guess he wanted him to go into the family business, whatever that was.
Probably thought he was chasing a pipe dream or something along those lines.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's a shame because he was very talented and I was, loving writing music then. But then once I started writing for shows, that was the end of anything. That's all I wanted to do. I loved it.
I know you studied a lot of classical.
Yeah, I started out writing only classical.
That's something to me. We just had a modern-day classical composer on a couple of weeks ago. His name's Thomas Schoenberger. But aside of, like, film scores and things like that, I mean, just nobody's really writing classical music anymore these days. So that's really interesting to me.
Yes, and it's funny. My husband used to say that to me all the time. He says, it's a shame. In a way that you moved to New York, although I hated California, he said, because if you were out there, you might have ended up writing scores for movies. He thinks that's the kind of music I wrote.
Who were some of your favorite composers? I'm just curious.
Oh, as a kid, Liszt. Absolutely Liszt. I played everything he ever wrote, listened to every record. I worshipped him.
Franz Liszt. He played a lot of, I was going to say chamber music, but I guess that's not really very accurate.
He wrote all those rhapsodies, but he wrote a lot of serious symphonies, and they were just gorgeous.
I'm a big fan of the heavier stuff, like Wagner and Bruckner, some of the later kind of, like I say, really heavier
stuff. Actually, Wagner was a little too heavy for me. I must say I was more inclined toward lighter romantic people like Tchaikovsky and I can't think who the other person was, but not so much Mozart. Mozart. He was a little bit too, I mean, I was very good at math, but he was a little too mathematical for me.
That's how he is with me, too. Like about the time when Amadeus was out, like, I was really, like, just kind of getting into it, and I really appreciated Mozart then. But now, like, if I go to listen to it, a lot of times I'll try to go to sleep to classical music because it relaxes me, but Mozart won't do it. Mozart will actually start making me nervous, so I have trouble listening to it.
I know. I find I start counting it off. Oh, yeah, he put that many beats in there, and then he did so-and-so, and I don't want to analyze it, but it's almost as if I can't help it.
Well, you know, it's like I've got some friends that are in the professional wrestling business, and, you know, that's kind of their complaint, too. It's like, you know, I just can't go and watch professional wrestling as a fan anymore because I'm analyzing every move that they're making during the match. So
that's
true. I understand where you're coming from on that.
I don't feel that way about theater, though. I mean, when I go to the theater, if it's a good show, I am so involved that, you know, it has nothing to do with the production or how I think it was done or anything. I'm right in there.
Do you find yourself critiquing the actors at all? Maybe if they're bad, maybe you notice it a little
bit
more.
If they're bad, good. Yeah.
So tell us about, you started with children's books, cassettes. Sing About Me. Talk about that a little bit. How'd you get over into that?
Well, Sing About Me was really to demonstrate different emotions for little kids to relate to. And it sold very well when it first came out because it was hanging in the Virgin stores where it could be seen. But once they put the Disney stuff in front of it, nobody bought it anymore because, you know, they had no reason to look for it. And yet I got marvelous mail from teachers all over the country saying that it was the best tool they had for the classroom.
Did you ever try selling it in teachers' catalogs and things like that?
I didn't know what to do with it, to tell you the truth.
The reason I ask that is because, and we're going back 25, 30 years here, but I created a big 24 by 36 inch, you know, those word find puzzles? You know, you got to circle the word.
Yeah.
I created a big 24 by 36 inch version of that. In fact, I still sell it. But back when it was owned, the rights to it were owned by a different poster company, that was in, like, teacher's manuals and things where, you know, kids could learn not only, you know, find the words, but they could kind of learn what they were circling, too. Like, you know, there'd be presidents and state capitals and stuff with the words they had to find. So it seems like something like that would have been good for your book, too.
Well, actually, I had set it up as a cassette with the songs on one side and just the music on the other side. And a booklet came with it, beautifully illustrated by an old friend of mine. And the illustrations were of what the song was about with the lyric under it, so that a kid could either follow the book or have an adult read the book while they listened to the music. So it was, as I say, it was really a teaching tool. And, if I'd known quite where to put it, I guess it would have sold more.
That damn Disney getting in everybody's way, aren't they?
That's right.
So anyway, so let's talk about Cantor Buried. Now, that was your fourth book, right?
Yes. Well, most people don't get the play on the title, which was, you know, the Canterbury Tales.
Right.
And so I just changed it to the Cantor Buried Tales, and so many people just don't get it, and I keep thinking, didn't you ever go to school? how come you don't get that?
I don't know. I'm amazed every day at the lack of intelligence in the world, so it surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me when you say that, too. But I knew what it meant the first time I saw it. I'm like, oh, that's a really good play on words, you know, which is what you want in a book.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So, but you talk about quite a few household names in that book. We've got Groucho and Harpo Marx, Jimmy Cagney, Al Jolson, Danny Kaye, Dinah Shore.
Yeah, well, these are all people who were in and out of my life in different times. And as I say in the introduction, I really wrote this more the way you would write a novel because it has different stories in it. But my point is that everybody's life crosses somebody else's life. And we're all woven in and out of each other's lives all the time, which is why there are some people in there who are famous and some people who are not. But they're people who crossed my life and had some influence on me. This is how I explained immortality to my kids, because, you know, they just assumed that, you know, when you had your own kids, you carried on from there and they carried on with their kids. Well, my sister Margie died very young and she was never married, and I sort of had to explain that to them. And I said, well, it's the way Margie influenced the people that she knew in her lifetime. Which is true. She influenced a lot of people.
Yeah, you're right, and that is the explanation of immortality for sure. I like that description, too, that it reads like a novel, but it's all true stories. Like, that's an interesting description that makes me want to pick up the book.
Well, yeah, because that's what I mean about having, I mean, it isn't just gee, here are the celebrities that I've known in my life, because it isn't. It's how each one affected my life. And how people who were not celebrities also affected my life.
So then that would be an adequate description of why you chose to write the book?
Yes. It's just that, you know, I'm almost 86, and it's like, goodbye, folks. That's all. Goodbye, folks.
Well, I don't know. My grandmother's still 96 and doing well, so, you know, you might have a while to go yet. But I want to know about some of the ordinary people that populated your life and were in the book. Aside of the famous people, like, what's some of the more interesting normal people stories that are in there?
Well, there was, of course, Winnie, my nanny, who was the dearest person I've ever known in my life. And she was a very ordinary person, but everything about her was everything I've tried to emulate in my whole life. I mean, anything I go to do, anything major or anything with my kids, I think, what would Winnie do?
That's really powerful.
Yes, she was to me. She and my father shaped my life completely. I wasn't that close to my mother. She was just kind of a sweet essence around the house.
Oh, well, that's nice that you included her then, and then kind of help immortalize her as well. Let's kind of cut over to your father. I don't know if it's book number one, two, or three, but you've got the other one, Themes from My Father. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, Themes from My Father is strictly political. So those who read it are either with me or against me. I'm really preaching to the choir because he was a very active liberal, and so am I. And I don't think anybody who needs to read it will read it.
Just like no good Democrats out there are listening to Rush Limbaugh, you're probably right. You know? And for what it's worth, you are on an extremely liberal show, so I hope that makes you feel better.
Oh, well, of course.
But, I mean, what kind of things can they find in the book? Are you saying, okay, like, here's a topic that my father taught me, and you're expanding on that? Or is it like the other book where it also reads like a novel?
No, it does not read like a novel. It reads like a history book. And as I say, and at least I check my facts. And I start with, I was born in 1927. So, of course, I didn't know anything about Hoover, and I write a lot about that, and then I go on from president to president and what was going on in each term.
Where do you stop it? With what president do you stop it at?
I stop with Obama, because that's where my book came to an end, and we'll see what happens after that.
All right, now let's kind of go back to your mother. She was supposedly as funny as your father, and then that's what inspired...
Oh, she was funny. She was very funny, and she was basically a kind person, but she was... But by the time Marilyn came along, I think she was sick to death of mothering. She could afford to hire a nurse, and she did. And not that she could keep one very long, because Marilyn was impossible, and they would all leave. Mother, well, first of all, she got hooked on cards, and she became such a gambler. And as I say, the mob wasn't after her. She never went beyond her budget, but she gambled. She had poker games in the afternoon and at night, And sometimes she'd go to Vegas for the weekend, and she'd go to horse races all the time. And she was, you know, unless my father needed her for something, then she was right there. But as far as we were concerned, her favorite expression was snap out of it, which meant you should snap out of anything. I think if you broke your leg, she'd probably say break a snap out of it. You know, I never had any reason to be very close to Winnie, to Mother, or to confide in her the way I would with Winnie.
Right. So I imagine a lot of what you just said is pretty much the basis of, you know, Don't Wear Silver in the Winter, which is basically a book.
No,
about...
Don't Wear Silver in the Winter is fun. I mean, it's basically how funny she was. I mean, she was Mrs. Malaprop. She got everything confused. She would say things like, don't ever pass a truck on the highway. They always explode. And so Don't Wear Silver came from her saying to us, don't wear silver in the winter. And she never explained that. And we said, you know, was it for fashion? Was it for health? What was it? She'd say, never mind. That was her answer to when you question anything, any pronouncement that she made, she'd say, never mind.
That's funny. So tell us about Stop the World, I Want to Tell Someone Off.
Well, that was all true things that happened to me. As I say at the beginning of that, I sound comatose, scamatose rather, but these things really did happen. So I just sort of put a list of the things that have, annoyed the hell out of me during my life. I started writing it because I was trying to help my son get a show produced. And through some mix-up, I was put in touch with some man in Turkey. And by God, I went to Turkey. And I call it a goose chase to Turkey. I went there, and he was a complete phony. And I just explained, you know, what went on during my trip there, which was totally bewildering. And I'm glad I got back safely.
That's crazy. It actually, I don't know how much you involve yourself with social media, but that actually sounds like it would be a great Facebook page, you know, just for just people to just kind of like get stuff off their chest, you know. That would be a
That's what Brian does.
So anyway, I want to get we're running short on time, so I want to go ahead and get to your lightning round that I kind of warned you about off the air, and we'll do those 12 questions, and then we'll let you hit some plugs and get you out of here, let you turn your air conditioning back on. So I'm gonna hit some theme music for it here.
The lightning round.
All right, now I'm going to go very easy on you. So most of these questions are going to be you just pick one or the other, all right?
Okay.
All right, question number one. Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
All right, question number two. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or M&M's?
M&M's.
Question number three. Who are your favorite superheroes of all time?
I guess Superman.
Question number four, cat on a hot tin roof or cats?
Oh, cat on a hot tin roof.
Very good answer. Very, very good answer. All right, question number five. This one's going to be very easy for you because you just talked about it. Which country would you rather visit, Turkey or Egypt?
At this point, Egypt.
All right, here's a little tougher one. Kraft macaroni and cheese, Velveeta shells and cheese, or Stouffer's macaroni and cheese? Which one do you like better?
Stouffer's.
All right, question number seven. Baseball or football? Which one do you like better?
Oh, baseball.
All right, question number eight. Would you rather be too hot or would you rather be too cold?
Too hot.
Question number 10. New York, you're from New York, so I have to ask you this one. New York Mets or New York Yankees?
Yankees.
I'm so sorry, Jana. We're doing so good. The correct answer is the New York Mets. I'm sorry. All right.
I'm so out of it. I'm so out of it that during any season, if a cab driver leans out and says, "What's the score?" I say, "To what show?"
All right. Question number nine. From the Archie comics, Betty or Veronica?
I don't know. Betty sounds reasonable.
All right. Question number 11, Jackson 5 or the Osmonds?
Jackson 5.
All right. And the final question, question number 12, who is the sexiest leading man of all time?
Hugh Jackman.
Really? I thought you were going to pull somebody out like a Clark Gable or Cary Grant.
Jackman is the sexiest thing ever.
There you go. Anyway, we are at that time, but please let people know where your website is. Let them know where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook. Take the next minute. Let everybody know where they can find you.
My website is janetgarry.com. On Twitter, Crying Slowly, which is KRINESLOLEIGH.
That's probably good. And yeah. I mean, if they go to your website, they can buy your books there, right?
That's right.
There you go. That's the most important part. So, all right, folks, that is going to wrap it up with Janet Gary. And when we get back in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have our two-time Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, Natasha Ricasa. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute, folks.
I've been riding in the passenger seat of my mom's Lincoln since long before anybody paid me to ride in the passenger seat of my mom's Lincoln. I didn't do it to be cool, didn't do it to make a statement. I just liked it.
Who the hell are you talking to?
I like to call it riding shotgun, like old Cyrus rides.
Who the hell is Cyrus? What the hell are you doing with your fingers? You look like an idiot.
That's my dad. 245 pounds of do whatever the heck I want.
You're damn right.
I can respect that.
Put a shirt on.
Well, this is an opportunity for me to take my shirt off.
What the hell is wrong with you? 44 years old and you still need your parents to drive you around?
Sometimes you gotta go back. Actually move forward.
What are you talking about?
I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean go back to see where you came from. Where you been, how you got there, see where you're going.
Oh, baloney. You just want me to drive past the high school.
I know there are those that say you can't go back. Well, yes, you can. Just have to look in the right place. You just have to ride shotgun in your mom's Lincoln with your shirt off, rubbing your fingers together, and look at high school girls.
What is it with you and high school girls?
Because we get older, and they just stay the same age.
I'm not driving past my high school.
Take the long way, huh? Can I play some Miley Cyrus?
No! And put your seatbelt on!
Oh, yeah!
Pro Wrestling Weekend on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Too young.
I'm not afraid. Oh my gosh. You did not just call me out. Really? Literally now? You just call me out like that? How dare you? I have a cold, sir. Like, and then you're going to be calling me out of words friends like that.
Lanny Poffo. Lanny, thank you very much for being on the show this week.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, and I'm living in the past.
Miss Tefmacher.
You know, obviously I was with Kelly and Layla, and we had no choice but to get close, and then over time, you know, it becomes natural, but it is... Seriously, you eat a shit sandwich every day for a very long time.
Mr. James J. Dillon.
You know, you talk about the greatest manager of all time. I've always regarded Bobby the Brain Heenan as the guy that set the standard for the rest of us.
Camille Ford.
What do you do other than watch my show?
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
You literally are the Greek god.
whatever, Diamond Dallas Page.
You want to know what I really thought? I thought, these guys know what they're doing. This is the WWF. I've got no heat here. This is just going to bring out the best in Taker.
Yeah, Cam. Welcome to the show.
That's why I've always been happier here, is that they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time.
Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Smart Mark Radio.
What kind of geek are you?
I'm a geek in the band.
Why, I'm an anime geek.
I'm a furry.
I am a chat room geek.
I am a Marvel Comics geek.
I am a DC Comics geek.
You know that, chum?
Back at ya.
I am an RPGG and role-playing game geek.
I'm a computer geek. Wiz. Geek. The computer geek.
I am a crossword puzzle geek.
I'm a Harry Potter geek.
I am a Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm a video gamer geek, bro.
Well, I don't know, but I think I'm a science fiction geek.
Oh, my.
I'm a Star Trek geek.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a Trek geek.
You have no honor if you're not a Star Trek geek.
Well, they asked me to be a Star Trek geek, and I made it so.
Hey, I'm a World of Warcraft geek. Fuck at the moon.
Whatever kind of geek you are, Smartasses has you taken care of. Log on to smartasses.net and click the Got Geek button. All sorts of t-shirts, mugs, and other gifts for geeks. And by the way, Smartass's Gifts for Geeks is also the home of the 24x36-inch Ultimate Word Search poster. And if you can't defeat it, I'ma laugh and call you a bitch.
Hey, I'm Fred Meat, defensive back for the Boondock Saxons. Hey kid, get away from my Betamax collection. That's it, 3 weeks in the closet for you. I am doing a new thing now. In partnership with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization of Greater Boondock, I am spending time with fatherless tots being a big bother to them, so they know what it is like to have a male authority figure around when they are causing mischief. Hey, there's Tom Crash, our quarterback. He's a big bother, too.
Hey, Freddy. Boy, it sure is fulfilling being a big bother to fatherless youth. I had Jimmy here wax his car and told him he could drive it this weekend if he scored high on his math test. When he got an A-, I grounded him for a week and took it out myself cruising uptown.
If you want to be like Tom and I,
hey, Jimmy,
and help serve your community,
just run down to the corner and get your old Uncle Tommy a pack of smoke.
By
huh?
being a big bother for unruly tots in your neighborhood who are in need of a male authority figure to teach them a thing or two.
Whatever they want. No, you can't get yourself anything.
Visit
You think money grows on trees, you little
bigbothers.org or dial 1-800-BOTHERS.
Scram.
That's 1-800-BOTHERS.
Punk.
Remember, if you don't have a father, have a bother.
Hello, I'm George Takei. When I'm not battling Klingons, I'm listening to Smartasses Radio. Oh, my.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartasses Radio.
Yeah.
Alrighty, welcome back to Smartasses Radio, folks. Well, as I said before in the break, she is a two-time Smartasses Magazine Hot Chick of the Month. In fact, she was, by choice, our very first ever Hot Chick of the Month. And frankly, we like to think of her as the planet's most perfect woman. She has modeled for such companies as Budweiser, Paul Mitchell, Kaboom, was a top 10 finalist for Ohio's Next Top Model, and she's also a fashion blogger for the highly acclaimed website Angelic with a Q, goddess.com. Natasha Rakasis, finally, welcome to Smartasses Radio, and God, please, I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly.
Yeah, you are. It's Rakasis. Thank you.
There we go. I nailed it. So, okay, I'm gonna like make you blush here for a second. Uniquely beautiful, intelligent, creative, artistic, generous, a boss who tells it like it is, but is full of inspiration, confident yet humble, loyal, but yet a very active and very good mother. How? I mean, the world's most perfect woman really fits you.
Oh my gosh, I am totally blushing. Thank you so much. It's an honor for you to say those things. That's just, wow. I humbly accept that compliment. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And is it the master's degree in psychology that kind of helps you balance all that out to where people can say that about you? Do you think that's part of it, or were you raised well? What do you attribute being so centered to?
Actually, it's quite a few different things, you know, like how I was brought up and raised and everything that has an influence on it. In addition to that, of course, psychology, you know, it's just all about finding the perfect balance and being centered. And another thing that, you know, helps me a lot is just being, you know, strong with my faith in God, and I do yoga as well, and that definitely keeps me centered. And you know, my husband is there as well, and he is just the most amazing guy ever. So, again, it's quite a few different things, and I'm just so absolutely blessed.
Right. I tell you, the two of you seem to have a really good relationship, and one of the things I really like is, like, you always have something positive to say about him, and you never, ever, ever bring drama, like, into your social networking part of it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you get these girls that are like, oh, man, I love my baby's daddy. He's so great. Oh, I love my man. And then the next day, they're like, you know, I threw away the engagement ring, and I threw it down to the garbage disposal. And you get just, like, you're so tired of the drama, you know, whereas you, man, there's none of that with you.
Drama is just definitely not a part of my life. You know, I refuse to have anything interrupt my peace and my happiness and just that place where I'm completely centered and, you know, complacent with just everyone around me. And my circle is pretty tight and small. And but at the same time, you know, it's very, like, it's a bunch of, like, good people that's around me, you know, and that kind of helps balance everything out. So, I mean, I'm grateful, and never, ever will I ever be a part of any kind of drama or anything on social networks. It's just, it's really stupid. It's a waste of time. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. There's no way.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Ain't nobody got time for that. So does the, because I know you enjoy writing poetry too. Does that kind of help a little bit too? Like, you know, when you just get too much of something, or when, or does that help you relax? Kind of like the yoga does. Does the writing help with that?
Well, yeah. You know, I love to read and I love writing poetry. I've been writing poetry since I was 9.5 years old. So I've been working on this book for quite some time. This book of poetry that I'm trying to publish here within the next year. So, you know, I mean, that it just definitely helps. It's kind of like, you know, like the thoughts that just, it's just like music to my ear, you know, like when I sit and I write. And sometimes I just write based on whatever, you know, my pen starts writing. You know,
right.
It's not like I'm sitting here, I'm thinking like, oh, what do I want to write about today? It's never that way. It just comes to me, and I just start writing.
Right. Yeah, that's funny you say that, because I've had like a lot of like musical artists on the show, and one of the questions I'll ask them is like, what comes first? Do you write the tune and then put words to it, or do you write the words and then put the music to the words? And you'd be surprised. I mean, it's really pretty equal that you get a little bit of both. But I'm more like you. Like, I don't really write poetry or stories anymore. God, I used to be pretty artistic. I used to draw and do all that stuff. But it's just too time consuming for me now. But like, as far as like funny little quips, like, you know, the 140 characters you might find on Twitter, like if something comes,
yeah.
I never sit down and go, what can I think of that's funny today? They just kind of come, and it's like, okay, that's a tweet, you know, that kind of thing. So I know what
yeah.
you're talking about. So anyway,
yeah,
but tell us about go ahead.
Sorry, sometimes I just kind of like, you know, I'll just wake up and just sometimes like, you know, how it happens is like something just comes to my mind, and on that day or that morning, I just start writing about it. You know, and again, good or bad, you know, got to write about all the experiences, not just the good ones.
Right. Yep, exactly. So anyway, so obviously, you know, like, I mean, you've been around for a while. You've got like 8 gazillion followers on Twitter, speaking of Twitter. So everybody's kind of familiar with your modeling career. You were in the Von Anthony music video. You know, we mentioned Budweiser and all that stuff. But now you've kind of transitioned over into fashion blogging. What inspired you to do that? Was it like, you know, I mean, there's Patricia Prieto out there, Annie Jaffrey, Lauren Conrad, Taylor Parks. Were you inspired by any of them, or did you just kind of want to do your own thing?
Honestly, you know, I'm very authentic, and my style and you know, if everything is just completely different when it comes to me. I try not to do the typical, you know, same type of looks that, you know, most fashion blogger does. You know, I try to mix it up a little bit and just, I don't know, just create something different, you know, and that's what fashion is all about. You know, you're thinking outside the box, you're breaking rules and boundaries, and you know, you're going beyond that. So that's what I do. For the transition for me, it's kind of easy, you know, for a model to transition into a fashion blogger. It's kind of like the same thing, really, because, you know, I'm modeling for a client, I'm modeling their clothes, you know, whatever you want to call it, the product. And same thing with the blogging, you know, the fashion blogging, I'm basically modeling these clothes for, you know, different clients that I work with, and you know, so my audience gets to see, like, different, you know, styles that I create and, you know, just a wide variety. So it's just, like, easy for me. I don't know how to explain it to a T, but it wasn't difficult for me to do the transition. Like I said, I've always loved fashion since I was a little girl. It just comes naturally, you know. It's one of those things, like me picking up my book and pen and start writing poetry. It comes naturally, you know. So
right.
I guess that's just the creative and artistic side of me.
Right. Well, everything on there, like whenever you do the descriptions and everything, they're very well written. And you mentioned off the air that your husband does the photography, and my God, like, he's a great photographer. I mean, you know, there's bad photography, there's great photography, and like, his is really, really good. And the styles that you have on there, like, I got to give you credit for that too, because like, it's kind of like you're saying, you've definitely applied your own twist to it. They're unique, they're a little bit edgy, but they're classy at the same time, and it's really a good blog.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I'll be sure to let my husband know that you think of him as an amazing photographer. He'd be glad to hear that. So.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, as like, you know, with smartasses and everything, being on the geek side of things, like, where I've really learned to appreciate it is kind of like with the cosplay girls. Like, some of the girls, they put on these costumes, and it's like, okay, there's a chick in a Halloween costume, but then you'll take somebody like Callie Cosplay, who used to co-host this show, and like, the photography is just so magnificent that it's like, you feel like you're looking at a real life superhero. So it's really given me like this appreciation of
yeah,
so.
Definitely.
I'm Cy Goldman, the copy and paste king. Do you have an article you need copied and pasted? Are you tired of getting your news direct from the source and want to start reading your news secondhand? Hey, then come to me, Cy Goldman, the copy and paste king.
But what about the Hollywood news?
I copy and paste it.
What about news from professional wrestling? Can you copy and paste that too?
I copy and paste it.
What about the stories from the modeling industry?
I copy and paste it. If you got something you need copied and pasted, call me, Cy Goldman, the copy and paste king, at 1-800-COPY-AND-PASTE. Sure, it's more than seven numbers. That's me, passing along the savings to you.
But what about my foreign business reports?
Sure, I'll copy and paste that too. If you want to be like me, Cy Goldman, the copy and paste king, then copy and paste my URL right into your web browser's address bar. It's http://www.copyandpasteking.com/. Local Boondock residents can come see me, the copy and paste king, at the corner of Chester and Frank, right next door to Pompadour's for Poodles. Stop right clicking your mouse and come see me, Cy Goldman, the copy and paste king, where Control C, Control V is mightier than the sword.
Hello, sci-fi fans, it's me, George Norrie here. And when I'm not manning the mic at Ghost to Ghost, well, I'm listening to Beyond the Truth on Smart Mark Radio. Because they don't talk about Ouija boards, so I don't get spooked.
George, shut up.
Nope. Sorry, Mr. Bell. Say, did you buy gold or solar-powered Sea Crane radios?
Shut up.
On SmartMarkRadio.com.
I always know I can count on you, mighty Hercules.
You only had one sandal, Jason, which means you were meant to be king of Ulysses. Why are you laughing?
Hercules! Oh, it's most amusing. Argo said he wanted to pass the time by having a drink while we sail on our quest to find the Golden Fleece. Mm-hmm.
And what's so funny about that?
Well, it's comical, Hercules, because he got drunk on his own wine and passed out. So Castor and Pollux and myself put his hand in hot water so that he would pee himself. Then we all found writing utensils and drew on his face.
By the gods, listen now. Remember what I'm going to say. Never draw on the host.
But Hercules, I don't understand. I thought when someone passed out at their own party, they were considered fair game,
And who bought you that glass of wine you hold in your hand?
I'm sorry, mighty Hercules. You are right.
Well done, lad. Now you'll grow up to be fine and strong.
I just hope I'm as wise as you are one day, Hercules.
And you will be, my boy, because you have a strong will.
Thanks, Hercules. And right now, I'm going to do what Leardy said we should do all along. And that's blow pepper up his nose and glue a banana to his hand so maybe he won't notice that he pissed himself. See ya.
Bye then.
You know what they say, Hercules. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
He's 35.
Hey, player, is you tired of blinging your gear, flashing your squiller, and cruising around for dimes and your whip with no bass? Don't hate the player, my Nickels. Hate the game.
I'm loving how it's going in the Akron scene, cause I'm rolling with the dudes and they act as mean. Always come around here when they asking me. I cause catastrophes the way it has to be. This is Tony Sin, man, yeah, and this is Soundstrew. West on the beat, yo, it's like we bringing sound, dude. I ain't never slowing down, it's not allowed, dude. Haters in the dark trying to hide both. So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com. So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Middle finger up and stay rapping for my city, yo. Tune to the hip hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com.
Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Come to me no more, Moses. When are you going to bring me real proof of your God?
And when are you
going to let my people go? All that they ask is to sit at the foot of Mount Sinai, to warm their souls by the burning bush of God, and to listen to Smartasses Radio.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Smart Asses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863.
or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. Back to Smartass's Radio.
I'm going to ask you this, and we talked a little bit about it off the air, but everybody out there wants to know, like, how do you set up with the different designers? Like, do they loan you clothes? And if so, I know everybody out there wants to know, do you get to keep the clothes and get to keep the shoes?
Well, I have a lot of different, you know, clients, and how it works is, you know, they'll kind of reach out to me, and they'll say, you know, they'd love to collab with me, and, you know, email back and forth. I'll talk to maybe the PR or somebody, and they'll let me know maybe to pick whatever item I want from their website, and basically just send it to me. And I just, sometimes I thought it was just like one piece of item, like maybe a dress or shoes, and based on how, you know, that display went, you know, with me and the blogging, you know, basically, they'll send me more stuff if they liked what I was already doing, and it just kind of grows, you know? I mean, that's how you build relationships, you know, with,
right,
you know, different clients, and of course I get to keep them, duh, like, yeah, I get to keep those, heck yeah.
It's, you've probably got it written into the contract. If you like it, I get to keep it.
Whatever it is that I have to do, I'm gonna do it. So,
right.
But yeah, I definitely get to keep them. You know, I mean, that's one of the best parts of it. I mean, besides the fact that I love just being in front of the camera and just kind of being in my, you know, just kind of being myself, and I don't have to be too cozy or, you know, it's just natural, and I'm just kind of trying to showcase the client's clothing, you know, based on how I wear it or what I'm doing. Sometimes it could just be at the beach or, you know, just kind of random settings, not just, you know, oh, we have to shoot here because, you know. So I like to break boundaries and mix it up. You know, I'm the kind of girl that you'll see in a 6-inch heels at the beach if I have to for a client.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, out of the ordinary, something unexpectedly. You know, that's kind of how I like to do it.
Yep. Well, like I said, you know, here I don't know, like, my dad was a hairstylist, my mom was a model, and collectively they put together a lot of fashion shows, so it's probably effeminate for me to say this, but I actually enjoy women's fashion, so for whatever that's worth.
That's awesome.
I really enjoy your blog, so, and for
thank
those
you so
of you
much.
Out
and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. That's
good,
a great
well,
thing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, anyway, I know that you are a busy person and you are really short on time. So, let's tell everybody it's angelicgoddess.com with a Q, not a C. That's where the blog is. And with that, let's go ahead and get to your lightning round and let you get to the million things you got to do. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, I'm going to hit your theme music, and while this is playing, I need you to get in the mood like you are going to karate chop a block in half, okay? Here we go. See, you're pumped
funny.
Up now. You're pumped up now, though, aren't you?
Totally.
All right, good. Now I got
to
warn you.
I'm ready to do some kickboxing right now.
All right. Now, I got to warn you. I am going to buzz you for incorrect answers, and I will cheer you for correct answers. And only two people have ever gotten all 12 of them right. So let's see how we do here. First question: Megan Fox, Megan Fox, or Megan Good?
Really? Seriously? Like this is like the first question. Of course, Megan Fox. Duh.
You got the correct answer. And I don't know if you remember, but that was actually a question that you posed on Facebook probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I remember.
Yep.
I have a pretty good memory.
Yep. All right, question number two. Now, if you get this one wrong, then something's wrong because it's on your website. Would you rather Vogue with Madonna or Roar with Katy Perry?
Madonna all day, every day.
See, you're already chopping the blocks in half. You're 2 for 2. All right, question number three from the Archie comics: Betty or Veronica? I'm keeping my fingers crossed on this one.
You know, I don't want to be rude and say neither, but I guess if I have to choose, I guess Betty.
Betty is the blonde-haired goody-goody. Veronica is the black-haired one that really likes clothing and has a little bit of an attitude. Are you sure you want to answer Betty?
Maybe Veronica.
Veronica is the right answer. There you go. There you go. Nice work. All right. Question number four, because you are a Steelers fan: Terry Bradshaw or Ben Roethlisberger?
Bradshaw.
Bingo. Nice. You are 4 for 4. All right. Who are your favorite superheroes, male and female?
Wonder Woman, because I feel like I'm like that sometimes. That's just me.
Okay.
So Wonder Woman and Batman.
I'm going to cheer you. And I'm going to tell you, if this were Family Feud, you just gave the number one answer on both accounts. Batman and Wonder Woman are both the number one answers on that.
Yeah, I totally rock.
You are rocking. All right, question number six.
Make sure to check out Sinatra Ricostas. Thank you.
I will. Well, on number nine, we get to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you can win $5,000 phony, so I'll make that check out for you. All right. Question number six: have you now or have you ever been blinded by science, and if so, was it due to poetry being in motion?
Not really, honestly. Well, maybe. I'm not sure.
You were straight.
I'm having I feel like I'm having a blonde moment. I'm not sure.
Well, here's my thought process. You were a straight A student in school, which means that includes science class, and you are a poet, so poetry in motion would probably never really blind you, nor would science. So I would guess no on that, but that's just my...
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said not really, so no, not really.
There we go. That is... Curiously enough, if you would have said yes to be silly, I would have cheered you for that, too, so there you go. Question number seven, we're going to call this your James Lipton moment, so it's a very serious question. Natasha,
okay.
You are quoted as once eloquently saying the phrase, swag is so dumb, call it Kelly Bundy. What does that really mean to you?
Well, it just really means that, you know, I'm really polished with my style, you know, just everything about me, my demeanor, just everything overall. I'm just a badass. So, you know, I'm not to be compared with, and I stand out, and that's it.
I have looked at the judges, and they have said that that is the correct answer. In fact, that was the exact
answer. I'm killing
it. You are 7 for 7. All right, question number 8. What would be the worst name for somebody who hates Will Smith movies? Hancock Vance or Iron Legend?
Probably neither. I mean, if you hate Will Smith, you're just a hater. You're just a low life, like, nothing.
Right.
So,
right.
Really, right. It's just like, if you hate Will Smith, we have a problem, because he's one of the most amazing actors on this planet.
I mean, I
still watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because of him. So, seriously, like, you cannot hate that man. He is just amazing all around.
Okay, so let's twist it around. If you were a Will Smith lover, what would be the best name? Hancock Vance or I Am Legend?
I Am Legend.
There we go.
Because he's a legend.
That would really, could you imagine somebody that's their name, I Am Legend? Like, that would be, I would feel so bad for that person. You know, it's like I went to school with a girl.
Oh my gosh, I would cry for that person.
I know. I went to school, I'm not kidding, the girl's name was Panda Bear. Like, really? Like,
seriously?
Yeah. She got made, I mean, actually, people stopped making fun of her because it was just, like, not even fun. Like, it just felt so bad for her, you know, so.
Oh my gosh, so that's real life? Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right, here we go. Question 9. We're going to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And I will do this in the voice of Regis Philbin. All right, Natasha, for $5,000, who made this famous quote, "A girl should be two things, classy and fabulous"? Is it A, Donna Karen, B, Coco Chanel? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I didn't even need you to tell me, like, the rest of the options. Like,
There you go. All right, you got it correct. Nice work.
I mean, for crying out loud, I'm a fashion blogger. If I don't know that, something's really wrong with me. Seriously.
Well, the other options were Audrey Hepburn and Lauren Bacall. And for somebody that doesn't know, that could be, man, you know, I would have went, ew, Coco or Audrey. You know, I would have had trouble picking between those two. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 3 questions left. Number 10, if we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Justin Timberlake songs Hole in My Head with Sexy Back, would we then name that new song Back in My Head or Sexy Hole?
Seriously?
Yep, seriously.
Sorry. I guess Sexy Hole, if I have to choose.
That is the correct answer. Man, you are 10 for 10. 2 questions left. Number 11, sexiest woman alive, in your opinion?
Adriana Lima.
I didn't know if you were going to say her or Angelina Jolie. That's a good answer.
I'd say Adriana Lima because she is, you know, my role model and my favorite model in the world. And, you know, my second to that would be Candice Swanpoel, I believe that's how you say her last name. But, yeah, she's just amazing. So, yeah, Adriana Lima, all day, every day, amazing. You know, I look up to her. She is just the epitome of just beauty, class, strength. Just everything that I admire, you know, and trying to be like her, but it's just, I'm just inspired by her, you know, a lot to just, you know,
emulate,
be who I am and just be the inspirational person that I am, and always trying to, you know, inspire others and, you know, just try to let girls and women and everyone know pretty much that, you know, they can do anything if they believe in themselves and, you know, just never give up. And I feel like Adriana Lima is she's like that girl, you know? She's strong and beautiful and amazing.
I think that would fit with it with either Candace Swainpool or Angelina Jolie also, too. Coincidentally, Angelina Jolie is the number one answer, and you are the very first person to ever answer Adriana Lima, and that just really floors me, because you would think, like, you know, she would probably be like the number two or three answer, because, my God, she's been an icon of society for over a decade now, you know?
Yeah, she's been, like, you know, she's been there, done that, and she's still amazing, still humble, you know, so I definitely want to admire somebody like that, you know, she's just,
right.
She's everything.
Right. All right, well, the last question, and I can tell you that two of them are right and one of them is wrong, so you've got a 66% chance of getting the correct answer and going 12 for 12 here. Cargo shorts, plaid Bermudas, or jorts, better known as jean shorts?
Well, jean shorts for me. I love the jean cutoff shorts, especially for the summertime. I mean, they're just really sexy and comfortable, and I mean, it just accentuates my nice, you know.
Let me clarify. For a guy, which two are acceptable and which one is not?
Oh, for a guy. Oh, I thought you were talking about me, because of course I want the jean shorts.
Right,
a guy.
Girl. Yeah.
Probably cargo shorts.
There you go. Jean shorts was the only incorrect answer for a guy. For girls, the rules are totally different. So, yeah. But, yeah, I've got a couple of friends that I'm like, dude, it's time, you know, like, I mean, you spent a lot of time here in Columbus, Ohio. You know that every person that goes to a Buckeyes game is wearing a Buckeye jersey tucked into jorts with a belt and New Balance sneakers on, and that's everybody in Columbus, Ohio.
Pretty much most of the time, yeah.
You know?
Hey, I love my Buckeyes, though.
The Buckeyes are great, but I think the fans could get a little fashion sense. I think that would be helpful for them. So anyway,
well,
you did it.
That's why I'm there to help them. That's why I'm there. That's why I can help them. So whenever I go back, you know, I can definitely, you know, I can help them.
I think
I
you should.
Keep it right there. I can help them.
Yeah. And
I love those people. Those are my people.
I'm actually going to go out on a limb and say that you probably have an obligation to do that, because Columbus, Ohio could use the help, frankly. You know, aside of the downtown community, the Short North community, which is pretty hip, the rest of Columbus, Ohio is probably about 3 years behind what Cincinnati's doing. I mean, I hate to admit it, but that's the truth. So
well,
there you go.
I mean, as you know, I no longer live there, but, you know, I do have families and friends that I love dearly that are still there. So, you know, it's not like a part of me is still there. But,
right.
You know, with my husband being in the military, you know how that is. You know, military calls for you to move somewhere else, and that's where you have to go. So,
right.
Didn't really have a choice. And, you know, it's fine by me.
Right.
It doesn't
well,
stop me from doing my modeling and my fashion blogging. So,
and Baltimore is a very nice city, and, yeah, you've got pretty quick access to the beach when you want to put on the six-inch pumps and go take some shots on the beach.
Yeah, totally.
So,
I've been there, like, so many times already since I've been here, so that's just awesome.
Yep. All right, well, let's get you out of here. We already went, like, 10 minutes or more than we promised, and I know you got lots of stuff to do. But before you go, like, remind everybody where your website is. Let them know where they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, any social media, Instagram you want. Take the next minute. It's all yours.
My Facebook is facebook.com/ angelic goddess, and my Instagram is at angelic goddess, that's A-N-G-E-L-I-Q goddess, and website www.angelicgoddess.com. Twitter is also at angelic goddess. There you have it.
Make it easy for everybody. All right, Natasha. Well, we definitely got to get you back on here a year from now, catch up with you. I think we should make you a regular annual guest that comes on the show every year and just reminds everybody what they need to do fashion-wise, how to stay on top of things, and just be more like you. I think we need to make that official.
Oh, well, thank you. That sounds amazing. That's great. Thank you. I'd love to come back again next year.
All right, folks, if you haven't been to Smartasses Magazine online yet at smartasses.net, we strongly encourage you to do so. Our radio show's archives are there. New articles are being posted all the time. And best of all, even though we eventually have to pull down some of the comedy bits we run on this show in lieu of new ones, like you got tonight, you can always go to smartasses.net and hear what really amounts to a full comedy album, all for free. And also, as a reminder, next week right here on Smartasses Radio, again, we are joined by the executive producer of Batgirl Rising, Danny Saab, and a four-timer to our annual Top 100 Sexiest Women Alive, Days of Our Lives, Molly Burnett. So, with that said, that's going to wrap it up for yet another episode of Smartasses Radio. I am your host, Johnny Hollywood Video, reminding you, if you can't get it anywhere else, get it on video. Bye-bye.